Mommy members, I love you.
Шалом, приветствую вас, дорогие братья и сестры, во имя Господа Иешуа Мессии Иисуса Христа.
Шалом, 우리 예수 그리스도 우리 주님의 이름으로.
Шалом. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Это большое благословение. Это большое благословение быть в Манмин в это время.
이 시기에 만민에 함께 할 수 있는 시간이 돼서 저에게는 큰 영광입니다.
It's a privilege for me to be with you in this ordeal.
하추 поблагодарить оркестр Ниси и хор Шалом и прекрасного брата, который исполнял эти прекрасные произведения.
먼저 우리 찬양으로 영광 돌려 주시.
First let me thank the Nishi Orchestra and Shalom Choir for your present performance, and also I thank Deacon Hulyun Kim for your special praise.
Доктору Джера Кули, который является верным свидетелем Господа.
신실하게 또 하나님을 사랑함으로써 귀한 사역을 이루어 가시는 귀하신 우리 당회장님께 감사드립니다.
I'd like to offer my special thanks to Dr. Jerak Lee, who has such great love for Israel, has been faithfully serving the Israeli souls for more than 10 years.
Помогает многим в Израиле нести благую весть народу Божьему Израилю.
당회장님께서는 10년이 넘게 이스라엘을 위해서 사역해 주셨고 또 사랑과 섬김으로 저희를 위해서 기도해 주셨고 지금도 이스라엘 위해서 함께하고 계십니다.
He has been serving the Israeli souls with such love and service and has been praying for us.
저는 지금도 3년간 777일간의 당회장님의 이스라엘 사역을 잘 기억하고 있습니다.
I still vividly remember his 777 days of his ministry, missionary trips to Israel. One thing I can remember is the kind of senior pastor has been always been humble and always serving others.
여러분, 제가 당회장님을 얼마나 자주 많이 만났는지 아시나요?
Do you know how many times I've met Dr. Jerak Lee?
매번 당회장님 뵐 때마다 저는 큰 영적인 축복을 받았습니다.
Every time I met him, I received such spiritual blessings. When I first met him,
당회장님 만남이 끝난 후에 저와 제 아내가 그 모임 장소에서 나와서 서로 대화를 했습니다.
After the meeting was over, my wife and I came out and met him, and we looked at each other. As I met him, I felt that this is the spiritual love of... I could feel like love from a father. There are many pastors, but there are few pastors who have such fatherly love like he has. So,
그래서 저희는 그런 영적인 아버지가 반드시 승리할 줄로 믿습니다.
So, that's why I believe that such spiritual father will achieve victory in the end.
2009년 이스라엘에서 연합 성회가 있었습니다.
We had a Israeli United Crusade back in 2009.
귀한 말씀을 증거해 주셨고 그 성회는 전 세계로 생방송이 되었습니다.
For 2 days, senior pastor delivered a precious messages, and that crusade was broadcast live to the world. After his crusade, the Israeli ministry has been improving. My special thanks also go to dear Pastor Sujin Lee, who also loves Israel, runs the church well in this ordeal, and successfully fulfills her duties.
제가 해외 출장을 가게 될 경우 전에 하나님께 이번 출장의 목적과 또한 그런 하나님께 받을 응답에 대해서 항상 기도를 하게 됩니다.
Before I make a missionary trips to somewhere, I always pray to God and I shared this with Pastor Sujunni before.
제가 한국에 오기 전에 하나님께서 저에게 주셨던 말씀을 전달하길 원합니다.
But so now I'd like to deliver a message that the Father God inspired me to deliver during my visit.
여기 오기 전에 기도할 때 하나님께서 이 앞으로 만민교회는 이수지 목사님을 중심으로 하나가 되고 더 큰 축복을 받고 더 영광 돌릴 것이다라는 말씀을 주셨습니다.
When I prayed, Father God told me that inspired me that the Manmin will be united with the Pastor Sujin Lee and we will receive blessings. I also appreciate Mrs. Bong Yun Lee's constant prayer for us, her praying fervently, and her setting a good example for us. She has set such a good example for us.
만약에 목회자 사모님이 저렇게 기도를 많이 하시면 어느 목회자든 성공할 것입니다.
If all wives of pastors pray like that, all pastors will be successful. Whenever I pray, I always thank Father God. First, I thank for God's grace. And second, I thank for my wife. In the same way, I think Senior Pastor always give thanks to Father God for giving him such a wife.
섬겨주시고 지켜주시고 굳건히 함께해 주시는 목회자님들 또 장로님들 귀한 일꾼들께도 감사드립니다.
I thank all pastors, elders, and church leaders who've protected the church doing their utmost in their respective positions.
또 만민의 모든 성도님들 기도해 주시고 또 굳건히 함께해 주시고 또 잘 인도해 주심에 또 잘 교회를 섬겨주시고 함께해 주심에 감사드립니다.
Lastly, I thank all Mami members who've remained firm in faith with prayer and protected and accomplished His kingdom. First, let me read today's passage, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown towards His name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. Amen. The title of today's message is The Covenant of God. The covenant is the word of God that empowers us to recover His lost image. Among believers are those who assert that because the Lord already accomplished everything, there is nothing we have to do. But this is false. We are required to make efforts to keep the Word of God on our part. God gave us His words. To keep the words, we have to demonstrate efforts, surely. To demonstrate such deeds is faith and obedience. To obey with faith and act according to the words is to recover the lost image of God within us. Amen. We find in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, And you are dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Amen. Yes, this is true. We were saved by the Lord's favor and His mercy. Father God has given us spiritual faith, and by the faith we believed in Him and the fact that Father God is our Father. Apostle Paul stated that, but in for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. But this is only the beginning of salvation. But many Christians end up staying and stagnating in this beginning, and they don't make improvement. Jesus Christ redeemed us from all our sins by dying on the cross. But what does the book of James say about this? The book of James says that faith without works is dead, just as the body without soul is dead. You know, our body is composed of three things. I really appreciate Pastor Sujin Lee's message because my message is coherent with hers. So I will preach about the spirit and soul and body composing the human body. Many people say that our flesh, our body is everything, but this is not true. Our body is like a clothing. It's nothing more than a clothing that surrounds us. Our master is the spirit, which is given by God. Our master is our spirit, and we also have our soul, and we have our flesh, our body. So, after we are born of the Spirit, we have to make our spirit grow. I've listened to many sermons, but I couldn't few pastors speak directly about the growing of spirit. But one of the most inspiring things from senior pastor's messages is that he talks about growing our spirit. That's why I was greatly inspired by his message. After we are born again with the Spirit, we have to grow, make our spirit grow, cast off flesh. In doing so, we can, you know, cause our spirit to grow. After a baby is born, he has to eat and drink to grow. Likewise, we have to grow by the word of God and make our spirit grow. Just as babies grow bigger and transform, our spirit has to grow, gradually recovering to the image of Jesus Christ. After a baby is born, He has to eat milk, drink milk. Without milk, the baby would die soon enough. You know, after during the service, we welcome newcomers. So we have newcomers or novice believers in this church. What do you think they need first? Let me share with you several things they need. First, they need a word of God. But among the words of God, they need words that are soft, like milk, spiritually. You know, newborn babies cannot eat something hard. They have to eat something like milk. Second, they have to make sure to pray. Another important thing is to have fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ and to grow. And it is also important to listen to the words again and again. As newcomers dwell in faith, obviously, they cannot understand all the words they hear, but as they continue to hear, they can make their faith grow. At first, they start from milk, and then they eat bread, and after that, they begin to eat meat, spiritually. So, as people grow in faith, so it's important that churches have a appropriate system by which newcomers or novice believers grow. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit." Amen. So, first, our spirit has to grow. Second, our soul should also change. Our heart, our soul has to change. Our heart has to become purified. It's because as our heart is changed, we can recover the lost image of God. The word heart and soul I mentioned here is a concept that includes thoughts, will, and feelings, all of which can be changed with the help from the Holy Spirit. Without the help from the Holy Spirit, it's impossible that our heart or our soul is changed. As our spirit becomes our master and our heart changes, our soul changes, our flesh changes as well. It starts with the words of our lips, and then other areas of flesh also change.
Uh, 하나님께서 아브라함에게 말씀하셨습니다. 창세기 12장 내용이고요.
Father God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, he commanded Abraham to depart from his homeland. He told him to leave his relatives and his home and settle in the place where God commanded him to live. What God said was,
하나님께서는 아브라함에게 우리의 우리 마음의 생각들을 변화하라는 말씀을 주셨습니다.
Father God told Abraham to change his heart and his thoughts.
아브라함이 자기의 멘탈 생각을 변화해서 하나님 주신 말씀을 순종해서 새로운
As Abraham changed his thoughts and obeyed. If we long for New Jerusalem and abandon and give up our thoughts and our soul, we have to do the same. What does it mean to leave his relatives and his hometown? It is to give up all his thoughts, all his habits. God told him that because I chose you, you have to give up all your old habits and old way of life and everything.
또한 지금은 이런 자기 개인뿐만 아니라 이 우리가 살고 있는 사회에서도 그런 사회적인 영향으로 그런 생각과 그런 멘탈을 가지게 되는데요. 하나님께서 원하시는 것은 그것을 떠나서
What God wants from us is to follow His guidance. We are believers of God. Therefore, as we accept the false information from the world, we have to refuse such information, but only follow the word of God and only follow what He commands us. Of course, we can accept what is good or what God acknowledges. Many people give excuses saying, that's what my parents are like. That's what my grandparents are like. They give excuses for their way of life. Do you know, Abraham's father, Abraham's physical father was an idol worshiper. He believed in God later on. Father God chose Abraham from a family that worshipped the idol and guided him. Even though Abraham was from a family that worshipped idols, as Abraham obeyed Father God's guidance, he finally became the father of faith. The father, Abraham's biological father, died in the land of Haran. Abraham's hometown was Ur, which was the land where idol worshipping was prevalent, thrived. They departed from that land and settled in the land of Haran. Anyway, they settled in Haran. And then Abraham's biological father passed away. Why do you think Abraham's father passed away in the land of Haran? Of course, Abraham's father, Haran, believed in God, but he didn't want to follow God's will as Abraham did. But Abraham obeyed God's will, gave up all his way of life, and followed God's will. That's why Abraham ended up like that. We find in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your prospers. Here, what does it mean by your soul prospers? Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. It is to cast off the attributes of the first man Adam and to have the accept the attributes of the second man. This is the how to recover the lost image of God and make our soul prosper. You know, in Genesis chapter 1 verses 27 and 28, we find God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. So basically, it says that God created man in his own image. So God desires us to recover his image, just as he said in the Bible. The most important thing is to change our spirit and soul and to have his image, recover his image. If we recover his image and make our soul prosper, we can all receive his blessings. Also, God said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat from it you shall surely die. Also, in Genesis chapter 3, we find a scene where a serpent tempted Eve and Adam was deceived into eating from the tree of the knowledge. In the New Testament, we find that the second man who is from heaven came to this earth and provided us with new life. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 47 through 49, you know, to recover his own image, to change ourselves, is not always easy. You know, Prophet Samuel, he was a descendant of the Korah who rebelled against Moses. Even though Prophet Samuel was a descendant of Korah, God looks at our heart. God didn't look at the lineage. That's why Father God chose Prophet Samuel and used him. It's not that Prophet Samuel didn't act completely act by God's will from early on. So even if you find yourself failing to act by God's will, you shouldn't feel discouraged or disappointed about yourself. As you know well, it's in the Bible. When Samuel was in the sanctuary, Father God called him three times. At first, he didn't know what, he didn't recognize what was happening. And then later on, he comprehended what God said to him, which means it required Samuel also needed time to change himself. So you have to accept the words preached from the altar as the words of God. And through the words of pastors and the church leaders whom you serve, you can change yourself. So, the words of God is very important. And the next, constant prayer is crucial. Just one-time prayer cannot change or transform our souls. All famous biblical figures didn't start from great. They started from small things. You know, even Manmin Church started off with a small things, but now it has grown. It has grown to become a church that blesses the whole world. It's because our senior pastor delivered of the perfect words of God and constantly prayed. That's how such revival and blessing have been possible. You know, even Samuel, Prophet Samuel, went through such a time. But after he grew in faith, all his words were guaranteed by God. That's why, even if you find yourself in trouble spiritually, you should hold on to your faith without being discouraged. As you make efforts like this, Father God will work for you. Father God, no matter what kind of situation we are in, He does not answer us right away, but He leads our faith to grow. So the important thing is to offer tithes and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So let me share my personal testimony. After I wandered in the world and came to Israel, I felt afflicted in my heart, so I decided to go to a church. So the first day I went to church, I received a lot of grace and made up my mind to become a church worker who served God. Back at the time, I was engaged in hard labor. I worked over 10 hours a day. About 14 hours, I stayed in one spot and working hard all day long. I was very tired. Even amidst that trial, Father God provided me something new. After I received grace, I began to read the Bible every day. I told my boss, even though I have to work, at a specific time, I have to go to church. I set apart a specific time, and I told my boss and every colleague that I have to go to church and serve God during the time I set apart. By the way, I heard about offering tithes from a brother who had good faith. He told me that he gave one-tenth of his income to God. Inspired by this, I began to offer tithes as well. So, I calculated my and my wife's income and gave one-tenth of it to Father God. Even though we were financially in trouble, but we made sure to give tithes and worship God in spirit and in truth. We have been doing this until now. So, because we were in such trouble, I once prayed, Father God, when will you give us blessing? But according to him, he said that, but Father God does not answer such stupid prayer. It's his expression. But Father God finally gave me a word of blessing one day. I declare to you, still now, Father God is watching over you with His blazing eyes, and He is searching for those who conduct themselves in faith to bless them. So we've covered spirit and soul, and next we have to talk about flesh, our body. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. As the verses say, our body, namely our flesh, is affected by our spirit. But in the process, we have to communicate with God, which is prayer, which is possible through prayer. And also, we can transform ourselves through the words preached on this altar. As we change ourselves, we have to also ask for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are necessary for us to carry out God's duties. We read in Romans chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, But thanks be to God, that through you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed, and having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Currently, we are not slaves to sins, but we are slaves of righteousness. As we keep the words of God on our part, we can change ourselves. This is to recover the lost image of God. And in turn, we can become turn into the church workers who can carry out our ministry like the disciples of the Lord. And God wants His children, us, to recover His image, just like this. So we have to grow our spirit, change our heart, change our soul, and make our body or flesh the righteous weapon. In the five books of Moses, or Torah, are 613 commandments, which also called mitzvah. All these commandments can largely be divided into two categories. The first category consists of 248 items that we have to keep and practice, while the second category comprises 365 items that we are prohibited from doing. As you've noticed it, the number of items of the second category, 365, coincides with the number of days of a year according to our calendar. The items of the first category add up to 248, which coincides with the number of organs composing a human body. And all the commandments are summed up in Jesus' word, which we find in the New Testament, which is, love God first and love our neighbors as we love yourselves, love ourselves. As we do so, we can fulfill God's words of covenant in our heart. According to God's the title of today's message was the God's covenant, but we were talking about actually spirit, soul, and body. We can change our spirit, soul, and body and make it to New Jerusalem, all of us. Let's clap your hands louder to give glory to Father God. There is something I always do at the end of the sermon. I pray in Hebrew. You know, back in Jesus' time, at the end of the message, Hebrew prayer was proclaimed. So whenever I pray in Hebrews, I wear this. I make sure to wear this.
Adonai ten oz leamo
Адонай варех этамо бешалом. Господь даст силу народу своему, Господь благословит народ свой миром во имя Иешуа Машиаха.
Jehovah blesses us. He wants to protect us. He wants to shine His face on you, and He turns His face towards you and wants to give you peace. Amen. I'm sorry, but could you all stand up? There are scenes where Israelites blew a shofar to proclaim victory. So now, let me blow this shofar. Amen. Mommy members, I love you.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.